Now, let's look at what we've been talking about for the last 8 weeks. And really, I guess there's only been one point that I've been trying to make through this entire thing. And so if you come up to me tonight and say, boy, this course is really all right. I think this is just wonderful. But the trouble is you're talking to the wrong people. It's those other guys we've got to get to hear this sort of thing. Well, in that case, I guess I failed to get the one point across. Because this course isn't for the other guys. It's for us, you, and for me. It isn't even designed to tell you how to get through to the other guys, to make your ideas clearer to them, to change them, to make the world more like you would want it to be. It's designed solely to get through to you, to find yourself, to understand what would really make you happy in this world and how to get it, irrespective of what the other guys do, and of course, irrespective of what I think or what I do. I don't really care whether or not you have agreed with me on each point as we've gone along, because that isn't the essential goal of the course. The goal of the course is to bring it out of you, to get you out of you, to be the philosopher, the psychologist, the authority, whatever, the person who determines what is right and wrong in your life, the person who makes the absolute final decision without delegating it to somebody else. It's your world to create now, so why automatically hand it over to your favorite authority and say, well, so-and-so says this or that? Why don't you make something out of this life now that you have it available to you? If you've reacted antagonistically to any point that I've made along the way, that's all right. Just as long as you come back at me with something that is from you, rather than just quoting the words of your favorite authority in whatever field he may be. Don't quote him. Don't quote me. Find out why you disagree with a point. Find out why you can't believe it matches up with reality, and establish that once and for all. And if you do that, then your opportunity to find happiness in this life is much, much greater simply because you're beginning to get an understanding of the nature of you. That's why I said last week it's important, if it's possible, to spend a lot of time alone, living alone if possible, without breaking up your entire life for that one thing at this point, but if possible, to spend that time alone, to find out who you are, what it is that you really want in this world. Because that is the only determination that can be made to try to find any happiness in this world. It won't be what I have found. It won't be what someone else has found. It's got to be what you see. Because I can't remake you. I can't make you into a different person and change your nature entirely so that you will respond to the things that I respond to in the same way. And what does it accomplish if you come back at me with somebody else's words and say, well, so-and-so has said such-and-such? Because that individual isn't living your life either. He doesn't have to suffer the consequences for your mistakes. He won't have the reward of enjoying your happiness because you're the one with everything at stake. That's why you're the only one with enough of a vested interest to ever be really sure that you are right in what you're doing. So make absolutely sure that your rebuttal to my ideas comes from you and no one else. And that's why we've tried to go all the way back to the beginning, too, to rule out some of the cliches and platitudes that we may have picked up along the way, even from favorite sources, eliminating for the moment all of the truisms that we've accepted in the past, trying to get a fresh start so that the principles upon which your code of conduct will be based will be principles that you see as being self-evident, not that someone else has seen as being self-evident, and that therefore the code of conduct you come up with will be compatible with your view of reality. The Sermon on the Mount, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, Atlas Shrugged, and other statements of life, each of these are products of one man's subjective view of reality. You have no more reason to accept them in toto than you do to accept Hitler's Mein Kampf. None of them have any sense until you pick them apart and look at them point by point and decide which ones match up with reality. You will search them for the truth, the ideas that match up with what life has proven to you.